But at the same time, the plastic wrap makes it harder for the consumer to use his or her own senses to judge the freshness of the cucumber inside. An unintended side effect of the plastics ban in France will be to bring supermarket shoppers closer to raw ingredients as they buy them. They will once again have the chance to see the dimples on a naked lemon before they buy it, or to smell the pungency of a leek that is not cloistered in plastic. If this reform could be repeated in other countries, Spain is to follow suit in 2023, it would be a significant step towards using our senses more actively when we eat. A second reason to be hopeful is the rise in home cooking that happened during COVID lockdowns. Consumer research suggests that across Europe and beyond, in 2020, there was a rise in purchase of ingredients for cooking from scratch, such as flour. People in Spain, Italy, and Greece reported enjoying experimenting with new recipes during the pandemic. Anyone who cooks regularly will by definition use their senses in an active way. To cook is to become attuned to the scent of garlic sizzling in a pan or the sound of a mushroom squeaking as it cooks. You learn to feel the smoothness of properly kneaded dough in your hand or to notice the way that lentils or rice swells when it is perfectly cooked. A third source of hope is provided by sensory food education. Learning to use all five senses more actively when eating is a teachable skill. In Britain, the new national food strategy authored by Henry Dimbleby in 2021 called for sensory food education to be a basic part of every young child's education for nursery and reception classes. The evidence suggests that even a short course of sensory food education can help to broaden a child's food tastes. A study from Finland found that sensory-based food education of preschool children increased their willingness to eat a range of foods, including fruits, vegetables, and berries. This effect was noticed even among children who were classified by their parents as picky eaters. Anecdotally, we have seen the same positive effects with TasteEd.